Well, I think basically he made his contribution, a historian of note, and made his name with respect to Zimbabwe, about which he wrote a number of books. The most famous, but perhaps most controversial, the revolt in southern Rhodesia, which attributed the uprisings of 1996 to religious fervor. Now, everyone knows that it was more than that. But he did confess that he had made a mistake. But we always remember him, many of us, as one of the founding scholars. And of course, more importantly, he brought up a lot of Zimbabweans, young scholars, young PhDs, many of them now professors. And he has been ill for a long time. So sincere condolences to his wife and family.
We know that he had some good relationships with ZANU during the liberation struggle. And then there was a fallout after the war. Give us your take on what really happened.
I'm not so sure how they fell out, but I think basically it had to do with the extent to which Mugabe in particular, his image and standing nationally and internationally became soiled on the back of excesses of the state. But the actual details, I'm not privy to that.
There are some who are saying that maybe he deserves a national hero status.
Well, Captain Brock, who was one of his colleagues, is a hero zeker. So it wouldn't be surprising if he were accorded that honor. But so far, there is no mention of it, nor is there any suggestion of it.